Blog Talk Radio.
Number one for the most hip-hop and R&B is Power 99 FM. Carter Sanborn and Wendy at 8:06 now. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock and some clouds right now with sunshine. They're telling us later on today, so hopefully that'll happen for us.
Hello, Mr. Cameraman.
Hi.
You know, some things, a national organization films DJs and shows it, I guess, with other DJs.
Yeah, other DJs, they like it. It's California Intertech and other DJs around the country. They
all the radio geeks out there.
They basically view this and then do our stuff, like, down in Podunk.
Oh, right.
It's sort of like an instructional thing.
Nothing's original in a radio anyway.
Everybody
steals from everybody
else. Yeah, it just does it best.
And like we always say, steal from us and you're stolen twice.
Right.
Well, we're talking about the issue this morning down at City Hall, of course.
That was, of course, the late Brian Carter, who passed away early Sunday morning. This, of course, is, I didn't even title this show, it's a Brian Carter tribute, but my name is, of course, Cyril Quinn. You want to call it the Cyril Quinn Review. It's not the Saturday morning wake-up call, but Cyril Quinn Review, special tribute to the late Brian Carter, who passed away early this morning of an apparent heart attack at the age of 56, still very young. And, of course, this is a tremendous blow to the radio industry, the broadcast industry. There are a few aspects of this, and I'm going to deal with two mainly, personally, from my standpoint, that really kind of hit home with me in regards to Brian Carter. Okay, number one, Brian Carter, of course, did the Carter and Sanborn show, was one half of the Carter and Sanborn team, which hosted a show for Power 99 FM WSUL in Philadelphia for roughly 13 years, from 87 to 99. They came back, for a couple of stints, 2005, 2010, on for WDAS 105.3, and when Tom Joyner's show was taken off the air for that particular station, and of course Joyner is still on the air nationally, but they kind of filled in for that back in, I believe, 2005. But anyway, they made their mark on Power 99 FM with the Carter and Sanborn show. The Carter and Sanborn show was simply one of the best morning shows in the country. Not just the city of Philadelphia, in the country. I grew up on the show, even before I was into sports talk, well before I was into sports talk, because I wasn't into sports, believe it or not, I was not into sports talk in the mid to late 80s, early 90s. I know many people that know me might find that hard to believe, but no, I was not into sports talk at that particular time, but there was always a love affair between me and the radio. You know, I love music, all kinds of music, you know, at that time. During that time, of course, you know, like most, you know, young black African-American, you know, young black males, rap, R&B, and what have you, and that's what Power 99 is they plays, you know, the best in hip-hop and R&B, as they like to call themselves. So, you know, I had to get up early every morning because, you know, I had to, many times I would have to go get up when my mother got up, which is, you know, basically the crack of dawn, you know, 5:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, go over, you know, to get ready for school, but to go to my destination before I went to school, without making this more about me than about Brian Carter. I had to get up early, so, you know, I would get a chance to listen, you know, have my stuff ready, you know, put my clothes on, have everything ready. But I would get a chance to listen to the Carter and Sanborn show, even at a young age, 7, 8, 9 years old, and it was hilarious. I mean, they would do voices, the Horace Tars, you know, it was funny. They would do, you know, many skits. Of course, play all the music, you know, all your favorite songs that during that particular time. And I never turned my dial off Power 99 FM. I would listen to Power 99 FM from 87 on till up until when I was with the college, whether it was Eastern College or Temple University. Not a lot when I went to Temple, because during that particular time, they, I believe, in 99 was their last year together at Power 99 FM. I would say my last year listening to them would say 98. I would say 98. And at that particular time, Wendy Williams had joined the program. But they were at their best. And listen, in all due respect to Wendy Williams, who's had a phenomenal career, lover or hater, with the gossip she's done, you know, listen, she's relevant. She got her own television show. I'm not hating on her. But the show was not as good when Wendy Williams joined, I believe, back in 97. They were at their best, at their peak, when it was just Carter and Sanborn. That's all there is to it. There's no, you know, getting around it. I never agreed, frankly, with Wendy Williams being added to the show. I think she kind of just got in the way of what they were doing. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Again, there would be no Power 99 FM without Carter and Sanborn. I would equate it to, from a sports talk standpoint, of WFAN New York, of what Mike and the Mad Dog did for WFAN New York. Like, there would be no WFAN if it were not for Mike and the Mad Dog. That would be my you know, closest connection from a sports standpoint. What they did during those 13 years together was just something. It was absolutely groundbreaking for radio, as far as I'm concerned. Because, you know, radio, unlike television, there's a certain interaction you get from radio that just television doesn't have. These two disc jockeys were regular, ordinary people like you and me. And, you know, they would break down things. They would talk about the community, talk about music, talk about life, you know, talk about things that were going on in their lives, personal. They wouldn't get too personal, but just enough to let you in on what was going on. And that's what radio is. I mean, radio, you know, radio, that's what radio allows you to do. That's the romantic, you know, that's the romantic aspect of radio. That's something that television just can't match. And they did it as well. Again, I've heard morning shows in D.C., heard morning shows in New York, heard morning shows in, L.A. There was nothing I've heard that was like Carter and Sanborn in the morning. Never, you know, not Russ Parr, not Dr. Dre at Lover, whoever you want, like, whatever names you want to toss at you want to toss at me, I'll take Carter and Sanborn every day and twice on Sunday. You know, that show, to me, really, I think put Philadelphia radio in the 80s, took Philadelphia radio in the 80s to another level, I feel. And again, it made Power 99 FM, Power 99 FM. And frankly, Power 99 FM has not been the same since they left. I mean, let's be honest. The second aspect of it, for me personally, is I actually knew Brian Carter. Brian Carter, again, like a lot of radio personalities, had a lot of jobs. And trust me, you know, anybody in this business, you're going to have more than one job. He, you know, did a show with WBLS in New York. He also did work for XM Satellite down here in D.C., which is a company that I happen to work for. I would see him. I would be coming in. He would be leaving. He would do production work. I would assume like commercial, you know, voices for commercials, voiceovers, things of that nature. And the first time I met him, I met him at least about a half dozen times or so. First time I met him, I was going to the studio. We happened to be using the same studio. I was going to be using the studio that he was coming out of, and I saw his name on the computer. It said B. Carter. And at the time, I had no idea that he was a part of that. What I hadn't had any thoughts of Ryan Carter. I mean, I was there to get ready for my game and what have you, put my stuff up and go from there. I saw B. Carter. I saw this guy leave out the studio, spoke, said, hey, you know, what's going on? Blase, and that was it. I said, and I looked at the computer, said, B. Carter. I was like, and of course, put two and two together and say, hey, are you Carter? Are you Brian Carter? And like, and that was our first interaction, our first conversation. Later on, over the course of a few months or so, when I would see him, saw him again, got a chance to talk to him. Very approachable, very down to earth. We talked for at least an hour on a couple of occasions just about the business. He, you know, gave me some scuttlebutt on Wendy Williams as far as, you know, the whole dynamic between those three during that particular time. And, you know, gave me kind of insight on the business, And again, very nice guy, extremely approachable, didn't have like no ego whatsoever, none. And this is a guy, again, was one of the most successful morning, you know, disc jockeys in the country as far as morning shows go. He had one of the best, was one half of one of the best morning shows in the country, not just Philadelphia. In the country. And again, you know, Philadelphia radio, there's, you know, Philadelphia, you know, talk radio, again, radio is special because, you know, there's a lot of history with the city of Philadelphia. There's a lot of, you know, they have passionate sports fans. People are just passionate in general. You know, they can be, you can call them a lot of things. They don't lack enthusiasm. So, and the radio, again, and the radio, you know, Power 99 FM displayed that with different shows and different disc jockeys they had over, disc jockeys that they have had over the course of the years. But nobody displayed that to the level of Carter and Sanborn. And again, I don't include Wendy Williams in that mix. I just don't think that, you know, again, the show was as good with Wendy Williams. And you think about it, people. This is a business. The radio business is a business where 13 years near or at the top is almost impossible. Just to be on the air for 13 years is hard enough. You know, there are careers that have lasted 13 weeks, let alone 13 years. You know, they were on top for a long time. They, they beat out everybody. I mean, they were beating out DAS. They were beating out some of the bigger shows. They were beating out Tom Joyner. Those guys were chilling in terms of the ratings. They were in a very competitive, you know, field. I mean, radio, getting ratings in radio is extremely difficult. You know, you see guys and disc jockeys and talent get fired left and right all the time. And of course, you know, not to give Brian Carter all the credit, but of course, you know, Brian Simpson, who has also been known to be called Dave Sanborn, he was, again, he was the other half of that. I mean, he would do the horse guitar's voice, and the fact that he was white also added an aspect to it. You had a different perspective. You had a white host with a black host, and you know, they would get into issues and discuss race and discuss things that were going on and talk about, you know, there were times where they didn't agree, where it got heated, but it was all, you know, first of all, it was all entertainment basically. You never got the sense that it was anything that they loved each other. I mean, basically, they loved each other. I mean, I've read quotes with Brian Simpson. I mean, Brian Simpson saying that, you know, he was not only the best DJ partner a person could have, but, you know, was, you know, one of his dearest friends. So they knew how far to take it and generate it without, you know, going over the top or without embarrassing themselves or without basically, you know, without going away from staying true to themselves. They did that very well. You never got a sense that what they did on the radio was an act. You know, you got a lot of disc jockeys. And this is why I don't listen to radio that much anymore. Listen to some sports talk, and I don't even listen to too much of that. But you got a lot of disc jockeys out here, DJs out here, who are trying to, you know, be so over the top that it's like, come on, like, you know, we know you're trying to draw ratings. We understand that, but like this is too over the top. You know, with Carter and Sanborn, the show was the star. They were the stars, but the show, what they created, was the star. And they never let their own egos, they never let their own pride get in the way of the show. Like, again, I'll use the sports talk show, the Mike and the Mad Dog. The Mike and the Mad Dog, it was about Mike and the Mad Dog. It wasn't about them as individuals. It was about the show as a whole, not those two guys as individuals. And the same thing with Carter Sanborn. It was about that particular show. It was Carter and Sanborn. It wasn't Brian Carter. It wasn't Dave Sanborn. It was Carter and Sanborn. And that's hard. It's hard, you know, part being, you know, you've heard me do a couple of shows on, you know, with Deep Res, who does a wonderful job, but those are not easy shows to do because you're trying to, you know, doing a show with a partner, trying to have, you know, with the chemistry, you know, they might cut you off, the rhythm might not be there. It's not easy working with a partner. It's not in the least bit. And you never got the sense. You never got the sense that they were not on the same page. You never got that. You never got that. And, you know, Brian Carter, I mean, you think about it, you know, they're going head to head for a number of years. They're going head to head, you know, with Tom Joyner. They're going head to head with Tom Joyner and other morning shows in Philadelphia and beating them out consistently for well over a decade. Again, this is an industry where one of the hardest things is to stay relevant and to reinvent yourself. Matter of fact, you know, the reason why radio stations go through a lot of shows and, you know, and various talent is because, you know, it's like once you get to a certain level, the audience, you know, audiences now have a short attention span. We all have short attention spans, just seemingly. And once the audience gets tired of what you're doing, that's it. They'll just go to another station. They'll turn on the, you know, television. They'll turn on a channel. It is not easy to stay relevant over a long period of time. The 2, 3, 4, 5 years. How many shows? Think about this. In television, how many shows do we see last only one season? Even more so, how many shows get canceled mid-season? So put it in perspective that show that they had was on 13 straight years. 13 straight years. You know, it's a lot, again, a lot to be said about the staying power of that particular show. And again, the impact that it had on Philadelphia radio. Again, having talked to Brian Carter on a couple of occasions, again, this guy is like I said, as down to earth as you can be. As down to earth as you can be. And a lot of this is a competitive business. I mean, you think about this. And the reason why, you know, I felt compelled to do this show is, you know, he didn't have to have those conversations with me. I mean, I'm in the same business that he's in. Now I'm in sports talk, so it's a different type of competition, but it's still competition. I'm trying to get his viewers, I'm trying to get his listeners to, you know, listen to my show, a sports show. So he easily could have been like, you know, hey, you know, how you doing? I gotta go. I really can't talk right now. Maybe another time. Man, he could have blew me off. He could have easily blew me off without question. But again, he was confident enough in his own ability, humble enough to give me the time of day as far as, hey, he's a young guy. He's trying to break into business. He wants to learn, you know, wants to learn about the business. You know, let me drop a couple of dimes of knowledge on him. And he did it. He did it without me even ever thinking that, hey, you know, this guy's just a know-it-all. And he's trying to make himself seem like, you know, he's better than me. I didn't get that sense at all. You know, when we talked, it was a just straight-up conversation. It was a conversation, and that, you know, that was all there is to it. And again, there are a lot of guys in this business, sports talk, whatever businesses you can think of in a competitive situation, who won't do that, who just will be like, listen, I can't tell you how to get into this business. That's the, if you're ever in radio or in the entertainment field and you ask somebody who's older or who has more experience than you about the business and you're looking for tips, and if they say to you, I can't tell you how to get in this business, that's a nice way of them saying that I'm really not trying to give you any advice. You're on your own. That's what they're thinking. They may not come out and say it, but that's what they're thinking. Because there are ways to get into this business. There are tips that you can give a 21-year-old who's looking to break into this business. There's not a set way to get into this business, but there are ways. Somebody says that to you as an up-and-coming talk show host or a producer or somebody who wants to get into the radio business or television business, then they just flat out not trying to help you. Right? I mean, that's all there is to it. Again, he's a Baltimore native. He did shows for X. He was doing, you know, along with doing some of the production work for XM. He did a show with for XM. He did a midday show on WBLS in New York. But it was the Carter and Sanborn show that, you know, really that catapulted him to legendary status without question. It was the Carter and Sanborn show that, frankly, was, again, one of the best, was the show in the city of Philadelphia as far as radio, as far as, you know, FM radio, as far as, you know, hip-hop and R&B, as far as radio goes, FM radio. And it was, again, one of the great shows in the country. One of the great shows in the country. And yeah, you want to say I'm biased because I'm from the Philadelphia area? Yeah, I am biased. But again, I've heard a lot of shows in all over the country. But I've never heard anything like Carter and Sanborn. Never. Not in Chicago, not in, you know, Orlando, not in New York, not in DC. Not in Maryland, not in Jersey. Not in St. Louis. And again, he stood, again, Brian Carter stood the test of time. I mean, that's the definition of being great at something, great at a particular, at anything. Just, you know, can you stand the test of time? How many shows can you do? How many years can you do it at a certain level, at top level? I mean, we gauge athletes on how good they are for a certain period of time. no different. It's no different in entertainment. I mean, Dick Clark just passed away. You know, one of the things about Dick Clark is he was around forever. I mean, he was relevant for basically the better part of what 40 or 50 years. You know, standing the test of time as the ultimate gauge of success. And again, if you can do a show for 13 years and it's near at the top of the ratings, then you're doing something that's, you know, just doesn't get done every day. And, you know, the last time I saw him, Brian Carter, was probably, I want to say, I spoke to him probably at the end, towards the latter part of last year, maybe November, December, or late November, early December. And last time I saw him, probably saw him a couple months ago, probably late February, early March, last time I saw him. Can't exactly remember when I saw him, but I would say I saw him once this year coming out of the studio. And I feel very fortunate to have been able to speak to him. You know, he gave me great advice, gave me some great insight on the business, and did it with a humility that, you know, that's rare in this business, rare in any, that's rare these days anyway. That's rare in any aspect of the entertainment business. I mean, you know, egos and arrogance runs rampant when a person becomes successful. And a lot of times they just, you know, people just are not willing to share what they know. I mean, that's all there is to it. But that was never the case with Brian Carter. Never. So he certainly will be missed. Obviously, thoughts and prayers go out to his family, close friends, and, you know, Power 99 was not the same without the Carter and Sanborn show. It's not. I mean, when I go home, I don't even listen to Power 99 FM hardly. You know, maybe, you know, again, I'm not trying to bash Power 99 FM, but listen, you get a show like that, it's one of those once-in-a-generation type shows. I mean, that's one of those, you know, the shows like that just don't grow on trees. I mean, it was a special show. It certainly had its time, and you know, they have yet to find a show that even comes close to the level, to the amount of success and notoriety that show had. But again, that's not a knock on Power 99 FM. That just shows you how rare of a show, how rare of a show that is to have that kind of success. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen every day. That's going to wrap it up for this special edition of the Serial Coin Review with this Brian Carter tribute. And we'll end it how we started. Have a great evening. So long.
Number one for the most hip-hop and R&B is Power 99 FM. Carter Sanborn and Wendy at 8:06 now. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock and some clouds right now with sunshine. They're telling us later on today, so hopefully that'll happen for us.
Hello, Mr. Cameraman. Being
Hi.
You know, something, a national organization films DJs and shows it, I guess, with other DJs?
Yeah, other DJs, they like it. It's California Intercheck and other DJs around the country. They basically do this and then do our stuff, like, down in Podunk.
Oh, right.
So, it's sort of like an instructional thing. Nothing's original on the radio anyway. So.
Yeah, no.
Everybody steals from everybody
else. Yeah, it's just who does it best.
And like we always say, steal from us and you're stolen twice.
Right.
Well, we're talking about the issue this morning down at City Hall. Of course, it